paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is good advice that actually sucks? Advice that you know people will say. The example I gave earlier was, don't go to bed mad. Maybe you should sleep on it a little bit and then wake up not as mad. Unless you're one of those people that boils on it and you'll turn it into things that are five times worse while you're asleep. That probably isn't a great strategy. But I think that's a good one. This text, somebody was out early on this one. So I'll tell you what is good advice that is bad. People say it's good advice to be loyal to the company, but it's not. Yes, people might think it's bad that you jump job to job, but your career earnings can end up being 50% less if you stay in one place. Jump jobs. If they can replace you cheaper, it's only a matter of time until they do. Sean of Buffalo writes, he's switched jobs three times since 2021, his base salary is up 50%.
I think back in the day, that was good advice because I think that companies had a little bit more loyalty to employees that had loyalty to them.
I do think that there was a time where that went more both ways.
Yeah.
Now it's only loyalty when you surprise them. Then they're like, well, there's no loyalty here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember the loyalty to all of my other coworkers who are now gone.
Mm-hmm.
So be it.
Another one that really sticks for people who work in an office space or anything like that. This is on social media at FBHW Show if you want to follow along. HR always has your back. No, they don't. HR is there to serve company's best interests, not the employee.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're there to keep the company from being mm-hmm. in trouble.
Absolutely.
I've had good experiences with HR when it's come up most of the time. But you can definitely tell there's that tint of, well, I'm a human and I see what you're saying to me, but I'm also in HR. So mm-hmm. at times this conversation mm-hmm. must be robotic.
That is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This texter says this is good advice that's actually bad. Never give up. They said if something's not working, it's smarter to let it go than bang your head on the wall. I suppose it depends on what it is.
Yeah.
But there are times when quitting is the right
yes.
choice.
Yeah, sometimes it's wise to cut your losses, as they say.
Yeah, give up.
Okay, this isn't going anywhere.
Who cares? If it's not serving you and it's not healthy for you, give up.
Yeah. The old quote, when the going gets tough, quit.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
It's a good one. Like, there are some things where, doing something that's hard can be meaningful. But if it's impossible, like if I were still chasing my NBA dreams I had in seventh grade at this age, at my size, and inevitable lack of athleticism that I was unaware of at eighth grade, it would be ludicrous right now.
Mm-hmm.
No one would say, well, stick with it. No. And if they did, it would be crazy.
We still would.
You guys would be like, yeah, you're getting better,
yeah,
man.
I see that vertical just getting great.
You can dunk by the fall.
by the fall. Nope. Let's see. How about this one? When there's a bully, just ignore him.
Nope. Don't
Has
like that.
That ever terrible, worked?
I think that just makes advice. It worse because yeah, then they're going to keep trying to get a reaction out of you.
Yeah. Beat the hell out of them.
I mean,
That's
if
the only
you can.
Good advice. Yeah.
Be
yeah.
the bigger bully.
Put them in their place.
Yeah. When you go low, I'll go lower.
Yeah. Be Casey yeah. the Punisher.
Don't Remember try to be kid? The better person. Wait, who's Casey the Punisher?
You've
Casey,
never seen?
Oh, Casey man. The Punisher was this. Was he the little skinny kid?
No.
No, he Casey was a bigger
oh,
guy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Casey the Punisher was he was this, like, overweight kid, probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 years old, somewhere in that range.
From Australia.
And he was getting picked on by a skinny kid, and then Casey one day just snapped, and the kid was picking on him, and he picked him up and, like, body slammed him.
Dang.
The kid was the kid was emboldened because everybody picked mm-hmm. on Casey, and he had gotten away with it himself before. So, yeah, your description of him snapping is exactly right. The kid's, like, smacking him and yelling at him, humiliating him. And, man, he picks him up, and he got revenge for every person who had ever been bullied.
Mm-hmm.
The world cheered him on.
That video now.
Yeah, I ain't about that. If you're getting bullied, stick up for yourself.
Yeah, I think it's good advice to, you know, try to ignore it if you can for a certain amount of time. I think it's always good to avoid conflict if possible, but mm-hmm. sometimes it's not. And then
just don't be the one to throw the first punch.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Try to avoid a fight, but if you must, fight dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, they're not trying to have a fair fight with you. They initiate mm-hmm. it.
And there's so many fun responses that you can say now that we've learned. Like, did you mean to say that out loud in front of all of these people and embarrass yourself by treating me that way?
Oh, then you're going to get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
Or, at a young age, yeah, boys don't care.
You look easy to draw.
Yeah, those. I like that. That's a good one.
Like you'd be easy to draw.
You've got fat earlobes.
Yeah. Here's the Casey the Punisher.
In the face by 12-year-old Richard Gale.
Casey's just getting punched in the face and taking it.
Go, Richard Gale. Wow, this is getting sad, bro.
Egged on by his mates, the little kid taunts his victim and lands more punches. Until suddenly, Casey snaps. Boom!
What do you think was going to happen that day?
I thought the rest of them would be jumping in. That's why I, like, picked him up and dropped him, because I was scared. I was just wanted to defuse the situation.
Poor kid.
Yeah.
Feel bad for him. But it sure was awesome. That stupid little... Yeah. Wiry kid gets up and tries to walk and act like nothing happened.
Yep. And his shin is broken.
But, his legs are
exploded.
Say, I had to cover my eyes because I thought he was going to drop him on his head. And I was like, I can't watch.
Yeah. Yeah. He definitely slammed him. That was a good deal. Tell me if you think this is a good idea. Don't be afraid to do what you love, and the money will follow.
I mean, don't be afraid to do what you love. Yes.
But it doesn't mean the money will follow.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you love collecting butterflies, there's not.
Yeah. There's not a market in everything.
Maybe you could write a book about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you ever finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm an attorney.
But no, that's not. There's lots of things where the money doesn't follow. Health. Oh. For most people in our business, that's what you'd say. Well, you do something you love, the money will follow. I mean.
No.
Not particularly for most people.
No. Social workers do it because they love it.
What if you love shopping? Can you get paid to shop?
I mean, if you learn to shop for someone else, shopper. I guess, you know.
Or the whole follow your heart. Don't do that. Don't always do that. Follow your brain.
What about follow your gut?
I agree with follow your gut. I feel like my gut instinct has been so spot on.
Can your brain tell the difference between your gut and your heart?
I think the real goal is to...
my brain,
really
right?
Deep.
I think it's weigh your mind and your gut. Because sometimes it's somewhere in the middle. I think we've done it, like you and I, Freebeer, when we've moved and stuff, there have been times where we trusted our gut and it worked out. And there were times that we definitely went with our, like, the logic of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then it, usually it has worked out.
That's true.
You have to know when to pick which one, kind of.
It worked out now.
But you don't know.
So, for example, you're talking about it. Logic versus heart. Mm-hmm. So when we were in Omaha, we had job offers in Tucson, Arizona and Knoxville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Knoxville was a brand new station. We weren't even allowed to go in the into the studio when we visited because no one could know we were there. It was going to be a 3,000 watt station taking on a station that had been around for 50 years and 100,000
mm-hmm.
watts.
Mm-hmm.
The other station in Tucson was the Heritage Rock station where Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla had worked and a bunch of other people. I think either Kevin or Bean had worked. Mm-hmm. Like it had been a pipeline to bigger markets. It was an established station.
Yeah.
That was definitely the one, logically, we should have gone to.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Knoxville.
Yeah.
Where I owned a house for 364 days after I cleared out my retirement fund to buy it. That was a heart choice, not a gut choice. But it worked out because the next stop was good.
Yeah. But then, the next one we chose when we had a job opportunity in Indianapolis. And we loved that place.
Mm-hmm.
And our hearts said, let's go there. But our brain said, you know what? You should go to Jersey.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the best choices we've ever made.
And that was the right choice.
Yeah, you're right. How about this one? Is this good advice that's bad? Tough it out.
Yeah.
I think a level of resilience is really good. And I try to instill that in our kids. At the same time, it kind of goes back to the don't give up. Tough it out, yes. But take breaks, take care of your brain, maybe have a meal. If you're sick, take a break.
Tough it out also means like don't ever change your mind.
Yeah. Right.
Change my mind about a million things.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these can just be summed up by like they just need a parenthesis after them. It's kind of like give 100% of what you can. Like, I'm not going to give 100% of myself if I'm only feeling 80% myself that day. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe you're going to get 50, and that's 100% of what I can give.
At that time.
At that time.
Yes.
Yes.
That's wise.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Someone has a problem with some of your other advice that you gave. Maitland shared terrible advice. Never be the one to throw the first punch.
Oh, my.
If you're in a situation when you're about to come to blows, the first punch is what wins. That's kind of, you were referring to so you don't get arrested.
Exactly. That's more kind of, obviously, if somebody deserves it, punch
them. If you know it's
care.
Coming for you anyway, you might as well get out
Jeez,
in front.
Maitland, haven't you ever been in a street
No,
party?
I need
my
to
gosh, man.
Get rid of my therapy degree.
Legally, I would advise you to throw the second punch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Get hit first.
Unless.
Because you'll win that lawsuit.
Unless you're playing football.
That's true. Yep.
Then throw the first punch because it's the retaliation
never
that gets you in trouble.
Unless all of the witnesses are on your side and they can say, no, the other guy threw the first punch. You definitely were just defending yourself.
Absolutely.
All right, next one. Good advice or bad advice? Forgive and forget. Forgive. That's good for you and for them. Forgiving does, that. There is something to that. Forget depends on who it was and how often you've had to forgive.
Yeah, and what it was. Absolutely. Like, what was the wronging?
Been a recurring theme in therapy.
Is this very accurate?
Yeah, it's...
I do think forgive is for you. Yeah. Do you agree with that premise?
I think for the most part, because, you know, like, I've had to do that with people before. And, like, at this point, like, things that have happened in my past, I don't really think about that person much anymore. You just go, eh. Like, I won't forget it, but I don't let it rule my day anymore. Like, it's just like, whatever. Like, eh.
I'm more so like, I forgive myself for dating you and for believing for 5 years that you were writing a book and lying to me the whole time. I forgive myself, but I will never forgive you, and I will never forget that feeling that you gave me because then it will allow me to forgive you, and I don't need to do that.
Well, forgiving yourself is completely different than forgiving others, too.
Yeah.
I kind of like that, too.
I think in my case, I've had to learn to not so much forgive and forget, but forgive and set boundaries. So
forgive and set boundaries is smart. That's a better way to say it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some things, like I know biblically you're supposed to forgive, but there's some things that are unforgivable.
Yes.
I mean, you know, and everybody has different boundaries for what those are.
Yeah.
Forgive and put myself in a situation where I don't have to deal with this again.
Yeah. Yeah. I forgive you enough not to come to your home and murder you in your sleep. However, I do not ever want to see you.
Now you got to keep them on their toes.
All right. There are a bunch more of these. What is good advice that is actually bad advice? The next one is pretty relatable for a lot of people. Actually, most of these are. That's next.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.